is a big claim to call myself master. I do not call myself master. I am master of all. Truly, I do not call myself master. It is a big claim to call myself master. I am master of all. Can you be master of all? Can you be the divine master of all and know that all the days of your life? Can you live from one moment to another and be a master of all? Truly, it's a big claim to call myself a master. But that's what it is. I have the responsibility and the choice. I have the responsibility and the choice to call myself whatever I will, be whatever I will, go wherever I will, do whatever I will. Now, what is it that I want to do? What is it that I want to call myself? What is it that I want to call myself so special? Why do I use the term master? Why do I say master and say it with such enthusiasm, to say it with such total awareness and total vision? Well, I say that because I was born a master. You were born a master. We cannot escape that reality. Each one of us is born a master. We're born a master. We're born divine. We're born God. We're born the allness. Now, when are we going to start playing the game of being the master that we are? I am master of all. When am I going to begin playing that game and begin demonstrating that in my life, in my affairs, in my life, in everything that I am? When am I going to do that? How soon am I going to realize that there is no tomorrow, there is no yesterday, there is only that which I am right now. There is only that which I am right now and that I always will be right now. There is only the me. It has nothing to do with how I act in this physical body. It's nothing to do how I act in this mental body. It has nothing to do with what sort of a world I create about myself. The world is always perfect. I am always perfect. I am always divine. When do I want to wake up to the realization that I am always divine and I will never not be divine? When will I wake up to that realization? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? If I am master of all, then that's what I must claim for myself. I don't claim it to you, to anyone in the outer. I don't claim it to the world about me. I don't claim it in a bunch of statements that I make, which are wonderful and powerful. I only claim it in the reality that that is the way it is. If I wanted to divorce myself from a member of my family, I cannot do it, because that membership is always eternally present. It is always eternally there. It cannot be changed. I cannot step out of a relationship. I cannot step out of anything in life, because all is and all is right now. So, if I'm going to pretend that I'm going to step out of that relationship, what is going to be going on in my world? Well, what will be going on in my world will be a pretend world. The reality of who I am, the reality of the divinity that I am, the reality of my real self. Truly, it's a big claim to call myself master from my point of view, from the point of view of a human being. And yet it is not a big claim. It is the truth. When a baby is born, are its parents mother and father its mother and father? Regardless of whether the baby ever sees its mother and father, whether it ever is aware of where they are and what they are and who they are and how they are, it is still the child of its parent. The parents cannot disown or disavow the child. They cannot say that it is not theirs. DNA proves to them that it is. But now, what's that all about? So often, when someone in our world, our child or our wife or husband or someone in our relatives does something that brings bad vibes down upon them, we say, I disown that person. I disown that experience. I disown that in my world. I will not accept that in my world. I will not accept that in my world. I will not accept that. We can't do that because that's who we are. That's who we are. We created that person in our world who became someone we wanted to disavow. We created that person in our world who became the leprosy, who became the evilness, the ugliness that we don't want in our life. And just as easily as we create that, so easily do we create that we are that divine being. And so just as easily we create that we are the master of all. It's up to us to, we cannot disavow anything of our past. We cannot disavow anything of our future. We cannot disavow anything of the world. We can only live in our divine nature. We can only live in the truth that we are. We can only live in the life that we are. For if we ever attempt to pretend that we're not, it'll be a pretense. It'll be a pretend. It will not be our reality. Our reality always stands for us waiting, ready, willing, and able to express itself totally in our life and our experiences. We are divine. So we have a divine body. Our body is whole and perfect. Every whit of our body is fantastic, glorious, wonderful. Truly, it's a big claim to call myself master, but the thing is, it is a sin, if you could say that. It is sad that we would call ourselves not a master, that we would say we are not God, that we are not divine, that we are not what we really are. We can never disavow ourselves from our reality, but we can, every moment of our life, claim the truth about ourselves. And as we claim this truth about ourselves to ourselves, we don't have to shout it out to the world. The world will see it by who we are. And as we live our life so beautifully, the world will look at us and say, there's something special about that person. There's something wonderful about that person. And they will see that only because we see it in ourselves. Truly, it's a big claim to call myself master. And I do not call myself master. I am master of all. And you too. You too are master of all, right now and every moment of your life. And so, as a master, you live an ideal world. You live an ideal world. You live an ideal body. You live in an ideal mind. You live naturally in an ideal spirit. And this is our reality. Truly, it is a big claim to call myself master. It's a big claim to call ourselves master at any time, but it is the truth about us. When do we want to claim the truth about us? When do we want to begin living from the master consciousness? We can do it right now, because that's who we are. But we may play any game we want, play on any stage we want, play any actor's role, any theater we want. But when we come back home again to the peace and truth of who we are, then that's all we are, and that's all that matters.